Need some motivation on your Chinese business endeavour? May be curious about what the Chinese business environment is all about? Or want to laugh out loud listening to war stories on the ground in China? Then this is your show, China Business Cast.
So, hello everybody and welcome to another China Business Cast. Hey Mike, how are you doing?
What's up, Shlomo?
Good to have you, as always.
It's always my pleasure. It's my favorite time of the week.
I'm so flattered. Keep going. We're getting ready here because we're becoming a semi-digital nomad family. We're, I can't say moving, but we're going to travel to Chiang Mai for around 2 weeks and then probably Taiwan for another 2 weeks. Sorry, going to travel to Chiang Mai for 2 months and then another 2 weeks in Taiwan. We're going to get to know the digital nomad community there. So we're very excited.
Great.
If any of our listeners are there, would love to see you guys and meet. I know there are a lot of Enter China members there. So guys, if you listen, starting mid-January, get in touch.
Mid-January, cool. I'll connect you to some people too. So there's definitely a lot of digital nomads.
Awesome.
Yeah. And we also mentioned last show about one of our listeners, Philip. He's from Metro Tokyo Music. He's got his own music and DJing, and he came down to South China. We met, and he's from Beijing, and he gave us permission to play some of his songs. So I picked We Are Golden from one of his albums.
And that was hard work finding the right.
Yeah. I mean, he's got great music. He gave me his actual albums, and it's been great. But yeah, I like the name too for the China Business Cast. We Are Golden. I think Chinese people like gold. It's always a popular name in Chinese
red and
names.
Gold.
Yeah, red and gold. So we'll play that at the end of today's show. It's a nice one. So I hope you guys enjoy, and we'll play it at the end after the interview.
Awesome. Yeah, and we have some more quick announcements. The masterminds are still here, so you can check it out on our website. What's the link, Mike?
It's chinabusinesscast.com/mastermind.
Right, and then you'll see they're either going for Enter China Masterminds or Startup Noodle Masterminds, and you can register there. All info is there. Or you can email us about this if you want. That would be for hosts@chinabusinesscast.com. Except of that, we always have our wonderful, wonderful WeChat group. Thank you guys for supporting from there. Great group of people. And you can either add on WeChat either Mike or myself, and then we will add you to that group. This time I'm going to say Mike's username, and he's going to say mine. So that's going to be Michelini. Oh. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-I-N-I.
Cool, tricking me here. I'm on my toes. Okay, Shlomo, F-S-H-L-O-M-O-F for Shlomo.
Awesome. And as always, guys, give us reviews. That would be great. It helps other people finding us. And we're always happy to read them out loud and feature you guys. So do that if you want to be on the show.
Great. And also, we're excited for 2017. Shlomo and I have been on some calls with other podcasters in Asia about business, and we're going to start to put together a network, and we call it Asia Podcast Network or asiapodcastnetwork.com. There's some other great shows, podcasters in this network with us, and we're going to just kind of take it as it comes, try to help each other get more marketing and more support for each other, and I'm excited for that. So definitely, if you guys want to check out other shows in our network, go to asiapodcastnetwork.com. And
awesome.
Excited for that. And now finally for our guest, which is a great one.
Dun, dun, dun.
So Kim Leibzes, she is the CEO and founder of parklu.com, which is a KOL platform. Some people probably don't know what KOL even means. And basically it's key online leader, I believe. Basically
key
means
opinion, key opinion leader.
There we go. See, I'm even learning. All I know, it really means basically like famous blogger or people that have lots of fans. So she gives
that's
us
how marketing works well in China.
Yeah, it seems like that's the way now, is to get these people to talk about your brand or your product. So this was actually at one of the Hong Kong trip from Global from Asia, and it was in person, and I was literally holding the microphone as she's talking, but it was an amazing talk and it was one of our most popular. So I definitely think it will be very well received by you guys. So let's listen in.
Tune in. Cool.
And of course, how do we forget? Happy New Year. 2016 was pretty amazing for me and I think Shlomo too, right?
Oh yeah, that was a great year and I'm looking forward for the next one, which I think would be even better.
Definitely. Always think up and to the right. Let's rock.
Happy New Year, everybody, to all our listeners.
Definitely. Thanks for listening too.
So, just quick background on my company and myself, Park Lu. I moved from New York to Shanghai in 2010 and am running my own shopping blog in China that was in Chinese. Discovered the power of what we call KOLs, key opinion leaders and influencers. We discovered that whenever we featured a KOL on our site, our traffic would spike. And not only that, we even would get affiliate commission links because they actually drove traffic and customers to purchase items. So our journey with KOLs actually dates back many years. And Park Lu, about a year and a half ago, we built a technology platform, a marketplace that connects brands with these KOLs. So what I'll talk about, so we work with both multinationals as well as SMEs. Half our business is independent businesses and brands from all over the world, Australia, Denmark, Russia. Primarily, it tends to be consumer products, whether it's fashion, food, beauty care. These are sort of, we also have like consumer electronics as well that use our platform for KOLs. So, fundamentally, there's this big shift in marketing spend, right? It used to be that people spent on TV and magazine, and then that shifted to online display advertising, and then that moved to search, to Baidu and Google, and then to social ads as well. So for us, we really see the future of marketing spend going into influencers, to KOLs. If you speak to most major Chinese e-commerce sites or brands, KOL used to be a single-digit percentage of their marketing budget. And for some of these guys, it's now moving to 20 or 30% of their spend. So it's about getting targeted traffic. It's about it's a great segue from the previous presentation about who is your customer and how do you get to them. And if you have a crystal picture of who your target consumer is, then you can also target your KOLs better, right? So when the audience of your KOL overlaps with your potential consumer, that's where you get conversion. That's where you get purchase influence. So that, of course, is a tricky part, but let's go into more. So, one of the questions people ask is, well, what kinds of KOLs? Where are they posting? You know, where should be focused on? And that does tie back to where you're selling and distributing your products, right? So obviously, if you're big on Tmall Global, then Weibo is pretty important because WeChat will have limited click-through to Tmall. If you're doing WeChat shops, then obviously WeChat's also very important. But at the end of the day, where are the consumers? Where are they spending the vast majority of their time? And so I think this takes a drill down into what particular vertical you're targeting. Obviously, for beauty care products, there are short form vertical social apps that are very relevant. So it really depends on what you're looking to do. So just a helpful slide. The cool thing about KOL is it touches every aspect of this. The awareness part, the liking part, building the trust. You know, the hardest part is you may build awareness, but then what you haven't really established is, does the consumer see enough success stories about purchasing from this site and brands that I've never heard of, right? I think the example of buying infant formula is a great one, right? It's a very sensitive product, and they will go through tremendous amounts of research to figure out, is this something I should buy and at what price and from where? So this is where KOLs plug into that classic content marketing journey. And then they also share, do they, you know, repeat and refer as well to their friends and followers? So let's just take a step back and be like, who are these KOLs, right? Some of them are like bloggers, so Borju, right? Or they are self-media, as another way they refer to themselves, Zemiti. And then there are others, there's a whole other category of Wang Hong, who are just like really popular, particularly on live streaming. So I guess it goes without saying, don't fall into the trap of just going for pure numbers. It is about, you know, whether someone has a million followers, are those million followers your customers? So, just to take a really extreme example, there may be a model with a million followers, but 80% of her followers are guys, and they may not be your target customer, depending on your products. Right. And we do draw this distinction between KOLs and celebrities. Right. So, you know, people love to point to case studies how, oh, Angela Baby, she sold 10,000 lipsticks for Maybelline on, you know, 1 hour live streaming event. She's a celebrity. So her reach is very different, right? Than what we call KOLs, who range from micro influencer to top tier influencers, right? So they can start with anywhere from a few thousand WeChat views to 100,000 plus, you know, or, you know, approaching a million. And on Weibo, those numbers are adjusted as well. So in our minds, because Weibo has been around longer, a micro influencer on Weibo may have 50,000 or fewer fans. Mid tier will be anywhere from 250,000 to 500,000, and then you start getting to top tier where it's again a million plus. So I think the interesting to know is the ones who really make it, who break through and become household names, they almost price themselves like celebrities. So depending on what your budget is, it really helps to really identify the influencers in the what we call the second tier or power middle, right? They're the rising stars where you can still get what we consider much more attractive ROI than someone who's at the top tier. Okay, just some fun facts just to give you some perspective. 23 out of the top 50 Taobao sellers are these KOLs. Right. There's actually a whole. So, what's cool is, you know, here's example one. Ling Ling. She, you know, she has got over 300,000 followers on Weibo. She generates, you know, almost 45,000 U.S. in sales a month. You know, she can actually post on her Weibo for less than probably a couple hundred bucks. Right. So, now again, does your product fit her audience? Right. So, if she's selling a relatively inexpensive product and you're selling something for 3x, it may not make sense. But again, so it's something that this is another media channel or marketing channel that can be very impactful for a lot of businesses. And she's been doing this for a long time. She's got, you know, she's 10 years, got 6 assistants. It didn't happen overnight. That's another thing you'll find about these KOLs is the ones who really built the trust and credibility with their followers have been doing this for years, right? So just to talk about that journey of how does a Chinese consumer actually find your product, right? It starts with that social discovery, right? Is it, did they see it on a, you know, official WeChat post? This example for a boy Bobby bag. You know, was it from a media account or was it from actually a blogger that they were following? And then if they were seeing it repeatedly, they may see it on their Weibo, they may see it on other channels, whether it's Youku, Meipai, etc. And don't forget, there's 18 million downloads of Instagram in China, so sometimes that matters too, especially for overseas brands, right? So the journey here then goes, okay, I like this product, let me find out, you know, where can I buy it, right? So they may type it in Baidu. You know, this is kind of your own personal audit of your brand. What happens when someone types in your brand name into Taobao? Do you have a bunch of fakes? Which is great news because it means there's demand. Okay? But if you're not there, then, you know, you have to think about, you know, what is my awareness, right? Do I have resellers trying to sell my product on Taobao? That's probably a good sign as well. Right, so there's different things here where the consumer is looking and seeing, okay, do I buy directly from this brand site or do I buy through a reseller? Right, there's going to be a cost for that, but it might be easier for them to do that. Right, so the other place, which is not as popular to be honest, but I showed it an example here, is this search. They're actually searching on WeChat itself to see what happens. I have yet to have anyone answer me on how this search algorithm works. So it's not my most recent. It's not my most popular. I have no idea. So so my answer is work with as many WeChat KOLs as you can. So a number of reasons why once you have your product out there and you have KOLs talking about it and there is awareness and demand, there may be various reasons why they may or may not buy from you directly, right? And I'm sure you guys have covered this a lot in terms of the duties, the taxes, the whole customer experience. You know, is your site fast enough? Is the language all there? And so So this takes time, right? We've worked with multinationals where it takes like at least a year or more to get this right, right? So, and it's you're doing this in tandem with your marketing process, right? You need to drive the traffic to sort of test this. So it's something to, if you can plug and play with as many service providers, those help speed that conversion process along. Another thing the consumer will do is, okay, they looked on Taobao. Okay, what exactly, where can they get more information? Well, Baidu, right? Specifically on the Baidu and Jidao pages, right? This is an example of Revolve.com. It's a major fashion e-commerce site based out of LA. On their Baidu pages, they specifically say, they explain every detail of the shipping methods and options, how it all works, because this is what they want to know before they make that cross-border purchase, right? They don't want to make the purchase and get that chance that customs gives them difficulty, and you know it takes 20 days versus however many days. So making sure that this information out there helps the conversion process with your KOLs, right? Because the KOLs will help build awareness, they will inspire, they'll share their own personal stories, but then you also need to make sure the consumer gets that information about the details and logistics of that purchase. All right, here's an example of a top, you know, fashion WeChat account. She does her own personal styling, but then she also does these shopping guides and actually will actually go through products and compare things. So this is, there are WeChat accounts that do this, and for the right verticals, this can be very powerful. Right? This is something that they build a reputation on. We call them the shopping experts, whether it's like Haitao or... So they definitely are experts in the overseas shopping. So for all those various touch points, whether it is, you know, discovery or when the consumer is researching, they're doing the price comparisons both on Taobao and then on other e-commerce sites, they're looking for validation that your product is what it says it is, that's authentic, and that it'll arrive as it appears. There's a reason why in Taobao there are on average 20 product images, right? Because the consumer needs to have a lot more trust, right? So that if you look at most consumer sites in the US, there may only be 5 or 6, you know, images. So there's a big difference of how much trust is needed, especially when buying a new product. So if I have time, I can quickly do do's and don'ts and what to avoid. So you do have to take a long-term view with your KOL relationships. It doesn't mean that all KOLs that you work with, you're going to be best buddies with. But keep in mind that if you're new to a market, it's not going to be immediate probably, right? So the longer the market, the easier it is for their impact to come to fruition, right? In the beginning, you may see traffic, but then you're like, how come there wasn't conversion? And you have to start exploring why that is. You know, they're not seeing that customer validation. They're not seeing that there's success stories out there. And that's where working with KOLs, they can do that, right? We advise brands all the time, have the KOL post for you 3 times. The first time can be discovering the product. The second time can be really detailed product images of the packaging and describing everything about it so that the customer knows what they're getting. So, and don't budget too little. We've seen many, many campaigns and, you know, get asked all the time, is there like a minimum number of influencers that I should work with, right? You know, is, you know, so I think this, well, as much as your budget will bear, but it comes down to you've got to cut through the noise and you've got to create an echo chamber, right? So, you know, if you're just, okay, let's take the infant vertical, right? Mommy, baby, infant formula. You know, if it's just one mommy blogger talking about it, it doesn't have that validation, right? It's no different than, not to bring up this topic, but it's no different than an election where you feel like everyone around you is voting one way or the other. It's the same thing. Are all the you know, influencers in a particular vertical talking about a particular product? It's the same idea. You're trying to create your echo chambers, right? So how many influencers does it take to create an echo chamber, right? It's probably more than 2. It's probably more than 10. We see the most success when companies are working at least 15, 20, 30 at a time. And it's definitely the higher, you want to create that halo effect where if you engage a top tier influencer, maybe 1 or 2, that also gives validation to sort of the next tier, right? I mean, this is the same concept when it comes to when you see a Hollywood celebrity wearing something. It suddenly makes this suddenly gives validation. So then all the bloggers, et cetera, suddenly take that as credibility as well. So so for us, it's usually we recommend a mix across, you know, top tier, mid tier, and as many micro influencers as you can on the product side, right? Just pure product seeding, and then you have to allocate cash budget to the other tiers. Okay, do you find the right fit? Again, back to that overlap with your potential customer. So we at Parglue do this through our platform because we're doing our extensive content analysis. So we tag their content. So for example, if Estee Lauder wants to know which KOLs talk about Estee Lauder or L'Oreal, they can just two clicks and they can see all that. So for us, we very much focus on profiling the KOLs. If you're doing this manually, it is very time consuming, but as long as it's a structured way where you are looking at their history of content, what kinds of products they're talking about, it gives you a good idea if they're a good fit. And you want to look at their relative engagement to those posts versus other posts. Don't reach for reach. Again, you know, is it more powerful to get one top tier blogger or be able to work with 25 across the spectrum? It really depends on what you're trying to achieve in a particular campaign, right? You may, frankly speaking, you do have to do the math, right? If I have 25 KOLs, do they add up to the same reach and engagement as one top tier, right? It's no different than most marketing laws, 80-20 rule. Is it my 20% that drive 80% of that volume and traffic? So it is a trade-off, and it really depends, frankly, on your budget. So it's, but that being said, we've had brands where they just really want this particular name brand blogger, and they do the collaboration, and it doesn't always work out the way you expect. So it really, because you want the influencer to be interested in you. You want there to be that genuine interest in creating content in what you have to offer. And that's where it works well, right? Not because you're just paying someone a lot of money and therefore they're going to talk about it. Do inspire them, right? Tell your brand story. You know, they need that understanding of what's unique about your product, you know, what's special about it. But at the same time, don't try to control the message, right? They know their audience best. They've been doing it for years, right? They know how to best engage. The biggest mistake we see is brands trying to wordsmith and, you know, the content. This is social content, you know. This is what they're experts at. So give them the guidelines, give them the unique selling points, and give them as much visual inspiration as you can. But at the end of the day, they're the digital creatives that have garnered the following and trust. And lastly, you know, plan ahead. It actually, you know, to run an influencer campaign with 10 KOLs can take 50 to 60 man hours, right? Of course, if you use Parglue, it takes half the amount of time. But but it does, you know, you will get the most impact when all your KOLs are posting at the same time within the first, you know, within a 1-3 day span. That's creating your echo chamber, right? So oftentimes the biggest mistake we see in execution is, yes, you got 10 influencers, but they posted over 10 weeks. So that message got diluted, right? And, you know, don't expect one-hit wonders. I mean, what we consider the expert brands we've worked with for years now on their KOL marketing strategies, you know, they track this performance repeated posting over at least 90 days, right? It depends, again, on the maturity of your brand, right? So it's part of that building the awareness, the trust, and it does take time.
Okay, so thank you, Kim, for sharing. And how is it going? How are foreigners doing now on these social media in China?
Well, it's great how there are so many more resources and thought leaders that are spreading the word like yourself. So, you know, I think there's a great host of content agencies that help bridge that gap as well. We're excited to see all these overseas brands tackling the China market in an informed way. And I think events like this really help with that process.
Thanks, Kim, and good luck on your next trip.
She's telling lies about you. She's saying things to get inside my head. Ooh, I'm feeling unaffected. I'm not impressed by all the things she said. Ooh, had a phone, now I'm the one, the only one that's got you, baby. Got you, baby. I'm feeling sorry for her. Tonight I'm lying inside your bed. Ooh, I know that we are golden. I know that we are golden.
Business in China is a complex world. You can quickly feel alone and lost in its maze. But don't worry, China Business Cast is here for you. Sign up for our newsletter and regular updates on our website at www.chinabusinesscast.com. Thanks for tuning in.